Dictation for Barbara Kerrick, CARRICK, April 2435. Address as a letter to Rebecca, REBECCA, Hertz, HIRTZ, NP, 810-275-0307. Dear Rebecca, consultation, Mrs. Kerrick Barbara, for progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with family member, sister-in-law. She has an extensive heart history, recently evaluated for anemia with enlarged red blood cells, macrocytosis, and easy bruises. Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, with serology been done. She uses a walker, no recent falling episode. She's supposed to follow salt and relative fluid restriction. Weight at home, around 169 pounds, plus minus 2-3. Stable weight and appetite. Isolated nausea, no vomiting, dysphagia. Prior episodes of diverticulitis without recurrence. Denies present bleeding. Isolated soft stools, no more than one, sometimes three times a day, mostly during the day, not at night. A stable edema, a stable incontinence of the urine without infection, cloudiness of blood, she wears a pad. A stable dyspnea, mostly on activity, not at rest, mild degree of orthopnea, no chest pain palpitation syncope, no CPAP machine, dry cough, but no sputum production. Next paragraph, past medical history, long-standing hypertension, coronary art, excuse me, congestive heart failure, Tacky-Brady syndrome, aortic valve replacement, TAVR. This was done 5 years ago at Bay City. Complications of a pacemaker with pericardial bleeding, requiring a pericardial window. I believe the pacemaker was removed, and recently a Watchman procedure because of gastrointestinal bleeding thought to be related to diverticulitis, this within the last 1-2 years. She has paroxysmal and apparently permanent atrial fibrillation. She's not aware of coronary artery disease. There has been a recent echo and transesophageal echo, results not available to me. Prior documented mitral regurgitation, no event thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no TIS or stroke. She has problems with balance, vestibular disease, denies kidney stones, denies liver abnormalities. There has been recurring urinary tract infection with multiple antibiotic exposure and at least 3 episodes of C. diff colitis. No recent pneumonia, does have depression. Next paragraph, surgeries including bowel obstruction, exploratory laparotomy, lysis of adhesions, no bowel resection. Rotator cuff, right shoulder in 2 opportunities, gallbladder, appendix, hysterectomy, another episode of ovarian cyst removal. The recent aortic valve replacement, pacemaker, pericardial window, and Watchman procedure. Next paragraph, no reports. Excuse me, reports of side effects to sulfa, lidocaine, and lactose. He did smoke a pack per day for 20 years, discontinued in 1976, no alcohol, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications presently include Lipitor 60 milligrams of Lasix, Protanix, Norco, potassium replacement, Emiodarone, Lysinopril, Bisoprolol supplements. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph. Prison weight, 176, 64 inches tall. Blood pressure, left-sided by nurse, 144/90. Right-sided sitting position, 120 over 70. Standing, 120 over 70. Later, 128 over 90. Elderly lady, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress. Has atrial fibrillation, rate in the hundreds. No gross facial asymmetry, normal eye movements. No gross JBD, palpable thyroid and lymph nodes. No local iral wheezes, irregular reading from AFib, no pericardial rap. Overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness, or masses. Presently, minor edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. July 29, creatinine 2.19 for a GFR of 21 to stage 4. Normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Normal white blood cell platelets, anemia around 11.9, large red blood cells 114, PTH elevated 250. I want to mention that chemistries, creatinine was running in the lower ones for GFR in the 45 to 50 for a number of years. The anemia macrocytosis has been documented a few years back. Prior urine in June, at the time of urinary tract infection, no protein, although trace amount of blood. I want to mention that in May 2024, creatinine stay at 1.1 for a GFR of 48. By June last year, 1.4, GFR 36. March of this year, 1.6, GFR 31. June, 1.8, GFR 26. And now the pressing level. Blood test done by hematology. New diagnosis of hypothyroidism. TSH around 64. Free T4 in two opportunities, low at 0.5. There is normal folic acid B12. Iron studies. Ferritin in the low side 32, but saturation 25% normal. No monoclonal protein. Prior imaging is from 2023. At that time, CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast. Kidneys were reported. Some atrophy on the left kidney. Cortical areas of scarring, no obstruction, a 1 centimeter lesion, etiology not clear, bilateral renal cyst, no urinary retention in that opportunity, with normal liver. Normal pancreas spleen, there was large hiatal hernia, as well as duodenal diverticuli, sigmoid diverticulosis, atherosclerosis of abdominal aorta, no pulmonary emboli, heart was enlarged, with plaque on the coronary arteries and prior aortic valve procedure, some degree of pulmonary artery dilatation. Similar changes on an MRI abdomen 2017. In our system, a prior echo from September 2023, normal ejection fraction. At that time, severe mitral regurgitation, severe enlargement of atria, the presence of the TAVR, and moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive chronic kidney disease. Numbers appear beginning to change within the last 1 year to 1 year and a half. Presently, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, and no indication for dialysis. Prior abnormalities on kidney imaging to be updated with an ultrasound, including post-void bladder. Prior urine analysis, no activity for blood protein or cells. She has a number of cardiovascular events as indicated above. We need to obtain the most recent echo as well as transesophageal echo done through Dr. Mohan Cardiology as well as Baycidi. She has an aortic valve replacement, complications of pacemaker with pericardial window because of pericardial effusion bleeding, the Watchman procedure, workup in progress for anemia with macrocytosis, question early myelodysplasia, new diagnosis of hypothyroidism, likely related to amiodarone exposure. I did not change any of medications, continue diuresis potassium replacement, ACE inhibitors at low dose. Discuss with the patient and the family member the meaning of progressive advanced renal failure. If continue progressing and develop symptoms, potential need for dialysis. Continue to follow, end of dictation. This was a prolonged visit. More than an hour, end of dictation.